Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today, we'll hear from our newest visiting specialist to Van Deese Medical Center, Dr. Rudra Putna. Before we do, I have a couple of announcements I'd like to share. As announced previously, we are thrilled to welcome Dr. Somacetti to our team in the surgery department at Van Deese Medical Center. Dr. Somacetti is a general orthopedic surgeon with over 25 years of clinical experience, having worked in a variety of practice settings. His expertise and dedication to patient care will be a tremendous asset to our communities. As a general orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Somacetti treats hips, knees, hands, shoulders, doing joint replacement and arthroscopic surgeries. We're excited for the knowledge and experience Dr. Somacetti brings, and we look forward to his official start date in January of 2026. And also, as a reminder, it is Medicare Part D open enrollment period now through December 7th. Van Deese Medical Center is a sponsor site for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. We are fortunate to have three volunteer SHIP counselors that are doing comparisons for plans. This is a very important time for our seniors. You want to take advantage. Make sure that your drugs are covered at the lowest cost and the least amount of restrictions. If you have not heard from one of our counselors and you have submitted your paperwork, please be patient. They are reviewing those plans daily and they will get back to you. If you have questions, I do want to share the phone number. It is 515-832-7769. Again, SHIP is a free confidential service of the State of Iowa Insurance Division. SHIP does not sell or promote any products or services. All SHIP services, again, are free, objective, and confidential. I'm also excited to share the December SALT meeting, and SALT stands for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, will be held next Thursday, December 4th, at Trinity Lutheran Church in Webster City. The event will be held in the newly remodeled Social Hall of the church and will begin at 9 a.m. with coffee, a light breakfast, and free blood pressure checks provided by Van Deese Medical Center. The meeting typically gets underway at 9:30 with updates from local and county law enforcement officials, as well as reports from county agencies and communities throughout Hamilton County. The program will feature beautiful music and sounds of the Christmas season provided by the Webster City High School Singers. The public is encouraged to attend. Again, the next SALT meeting will be held next Thursday, December 4th at Trinity Lutheran Church. And we have some Christmas happenings in the gift shop at Van Deese Medical Center coming up during the month of December. On Saturday, December 6th, the gift shop will be participating in Christmas in the City and will be open from noon to 4 p.m. The gift shop will also host a Christmas open house on Thursday, December 11th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. They will be serving hot apple cider and snacks, and the public can take 20% off one regular priced item, which excludes our nut sales and our cards. Again, you'll want to take special note of the Christmas open house on December 11th from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. In addition, they will have some extended hours during the month of December. They will be open two Sundays before Christmas, on December 14th and December 21st from noon to 4 p.m. And lastly, I do want to mention we have some special clinic hours this week with the Thanksgiving holiday. Jewel and Stratford Clinics will be closed the remainder of the week. Fort Dodge Clinic is open today and will be closed Thursday and Friday. The Webster City Clinic will be closed tomorrow and will be open again Friday morning at 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 8 a.m. to noon. And with that, I think we're ready to start into our show. As I mentioned, we have a wonderful guest joining us this morning. We have our newest visiting specialist to Van Deese Medical Center, Dr. Venkatesh Rudraputna. He is a medical oncologist and hematologist with McFarland Clinic, and we're so pleased to have him. Good morning to you, Dr. Rudraputna.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being on the show today. Great to welcome you to our team here at Van Deese Medical Center. It's so important to offer services like this, oncology services at a critical access hospital. Let's start with just a little get to know you. If you would, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, experience, how long you've been practicing.
For sure. Again, thank you for having me over and glad to be serving this community. I've been in practice for about 15 years, trained in residency and my fellowship at the University of Utah, Salt Lake City. And I was in practice as a faculty at the University of Minnesota for a few years before I decided to move down south to be in the warmer climates of Iowa. And I've been here about 10 years in Iowa, practicing in central Iowa, serving the community here.
Well, we're so glad you did. If I might ask, what led you to pursue a career in medicine, specifically oncology?
Yeah, oncology is a very fascinating field, very dynamic, changing all the time in a good way. Mm-hmm. And it gives us opportunity to serve not only the whole person, but also specifically treat the cancer or the blood disorder in novel and innovative ways that are changing by the minute, and that gives us great hope. And the technology of oncology is going to be dynamic and is changing in a way that we will be able to make great leaps and bounds in patients' care.
It is exciting, and it that is. Progress seems like it is just on the horizon. It will be exciting to see just in the next, I say, 6 months. Year, couple of years, the changes that we will see specific to oncology.
That is correct. That is very true. Things that were science fiction for us 10 years ago, patients with stage 4 cancer to the brain are walking around cancer-free today, which we would be dreaming about 10 years ago. And that is reality today. And who knows what the future is? We might truly be able to be able to get rid of cancer in various aspects or various subtypes, at least in the future, and focusing more on the preventive aspects as we achieve these successes.
I like to think so, and that is amazing to think. And it really does hit home, especially in rural Iowa. We do see a high occurrence of cancer, and so I think that's very encouraging for our listeners to hear as well.
It is. It is. Definitely, we have a high prevalence and incidence rates in Iowa for multifactorial reasons, but I think we have an avenue for research. We have an avenue for improvement for the care of our patients in the state of Iowa, as well as specifically in central Iowa for the rural areas. That's part of the reasons that I do go to a lot of outreach clinics besides being in my central base of Ames. I'm able to go to Fort Dodge, Iowa Falls, and as well as now Van Deese in the Webster City area. So my hope is to be able to expand our coverage to our patient base and provide some of the novel, some of the more exciting treatments available to our cancer patients.
And we're so thrilled that you have added Van Deese Medical Center, yes, to your schedule. So let's talk about your practice a little bit. What are the demographics of the patients you see?
Yeah, typically demographics are the demographics of Iowa. Mm-hmm. And the demographics of cancer. We typically tend to see more senior citizens, mm-hmm. but unfortunately we're seeing a lot more younger people now. I just had admitted a 30-year-old patient with advanced stage colon cancer and rectal cancer just yesterday evening to the hospital. And so we're seeing more of the younger patients being impacted with this disease process as well. So I think it's a whole spectrum of age groups that we're and now having to deal with in the cancer world, but also in the hematology world, which is the blood disorders. You know, we see patients from 18 and above, so the whole spectrum.
Okay, so really any age?
That is correct.
Okay.
Except pediatric.
Okay.
You would have to go to a pediatric hematologist oncologist for children.
All right, very good. And that just leads us right into my next question. Let's talk about the services you provide and what types of conditions you treat within the scope of your practice.
Right, and so we're a hematologist oncologist, so we're board certified in both hematology and oncology, so we're able to provide services not only for benign blood conditions. So I don't want patients, usually they tend to get anxious when they come and see me because they see the big C word in in front of the building. But I see a lot of patients who have benign blood conditions like anemias or low white counts or high white counts and of that nature. But in addition to that, we also treat blood cancers, so the cancer-related blood, and then the whole spectrum of solid cancers from breast to lung to colon and so on and so forth. And so there's a whole spectrum of cancer care, and we're able to leverage the advances of medicine and oncology that are happening in the world and in the United States to be able to provide those services locally.
Fantastic. Thank you. Are there any specialized areas or particular areas of interest within your training or education that you wish to expand upon?
Yeah, so we are certainly on the cusp of advances in a lot of these newer areas, and what is exciting to me, and we're sort of trying to pioneer some of these things in Central Iowa, is some of the newer chemoimmunotherapies, the bispecific antibodies, which are novel treatments that we're able to deliver here. And that's sort of a fascinating field, and that excites me, and they're game changers in oncology.
Fantastic. You know, it's interesting to me because you treat, yes, the physical condition of the patient, but I think of patients who do have cancer, there is a huge emotional aspect to that too.
Certainly. Rightfully, it takes, number one, a village to care for a cancer patient, but also as a provider, you have to look at them as a person, not just as an object or a cancer entity. So it is very important to look at it holistically. Mm-hmm. There's the psychological aspects of cancer, there's the physical aspects of cancer, and there's the financial aspects of cancer. And so I think we as a team, we as a healthcare system, has to be cognizant about the impacts of all these aspects on their cancer treatments and their health and well-being. And so I think it's very important for a provider to be holistic and be able to provide components of this, or at least leverage the services that are provided by institutions and services in the community to be able to incorporate those in the care of our patients.
Mm-hmm. Well, you really just shared practice philosophy. You know, if somebody had questions about what is important for patients to know, is there anything else that you would add, though, to that?
I think it's important for patients to be open and positive and to be aware that the science is advancing and we are here to help them, but not to hesitate to leverage and seek out more help from other supportive services, either from the cancer center or through their primary care providers or through the hospital cancer center that is able to provide and meet their needs of their ongoing battles with cancer. And so I think that is an important integral part of patient care that patients should rely and utilize.
Mm-hmm. So true. Now, most patients that are coming to see you, are they coming with a referral to see you?
Yes. Typically, patients would come in from a referral from a primary care provider who either has already diagnosed them with a cancer or is suspicious They may have cancer, so we would sometimes see patients that need workup to try to investigate what specific cancer they're dealing with. But typically, patients would come in, refer from our primary care, or other subspecialties like a gastroenterologist or a surgeon or other medical subspecialists. But sometimes patients pick up the phone and say, you know, I think I might have cancer or something else, and we're able to incorporate their needs as well. But invariably, they're coming referred from a primary care doctor or a specialist.
Very good. Here in Webster City, we're thrilled to have you here. You started seeing patients in our specialty clinic department. Last week was your first clinic day. Going forward, except for our holiday schedule that we have, you will be here once a month on the fourth Thursday morning. What goals do you have for your practice here?
Well, goal number one is to establish myself and provide services to the community. Goal two is to expand those services in this Webster City area, not only as far as time goes, so hope eventually we'll be able to expand on those days that I'm here, but also provide the service line, including some of the specialty chemotherapies and immunotherapies that we're offering in other centers that I provide care at in this location or at this location at Van Deest. And so the hope is to provide some of those novel therapeutics, chemotherapy or immunotherapy, locally. And that would be my goal, is to have patients not need to travel longer distances than they need to, especially senior citizens, winter weathers. So having the doctors come to you, then you coming to the doctors would be my eventual goal, is to provide care locally.
And that is such a huge benefit for patients, especially for those senior citizens. And yes, we're going into winter months, so considering the weather that could be upon us, but that is such a nice convenience that specialists come to our hospital. As you mentioned previously, your primary office is in Ames. However, you're coming now to Webster City. You do have clinics in Fort Dodge and in Iowa Falls. I do want to mention that we have labs that can be done here, imaging that can be done here. We also have our infusion center. So if a patient would need, say, chemotherapy or an infusion done, that is something that can be done on site. And I do like to think that we will build upon that with your
That
presence.
Is correct. That's the hope, is to be able to build a program here to enable those services in a multidisciplinary fashion, similar to what is rendered in other locations. And so that would be the kind of the trajectory where we're heading towards, is to slowly build up the practice to be able to deliver those services here locally.
Very good. Let's talk briefly about what a new patient could expect, say, at that first appointment, and what does that process look like?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. Part of that is determined by where they are in the process of the cancer journey and their blood disorder journey. And are they coming in with already a known cancer and they're already been on treatments, or are they coming in as a new patient that is completely new to them, this whole process? And so we customize and tailor that initial visit to what their needs are. But the primary visit is taken to build a relationship with the patient first and foremost, to understand where they are, what are their needs, and what kind of ailments they're dealing with, because cancer is not a standalone entity. We have to treat cancer in the context of their entire body, their entire comorbid illnesses that they're dealing with. Unfortunately, today, you're dealing with multifaceted medical illnesses that we have to take that into context. And so the first visit is to learn about what ails them, what their cancer is, but also to educate them on what the future looks like, to give them hope and to give them the sense of, yes, they can beat this. And so that is the first purpose of the the visit is to kind of get to know them. And because eventually, for me at least, they become like family. I become part of their family. Mm-hmm. Because this is, a lot of them would be a long journey of relationship, which lasts decades. And so that would be building that bond to begin with. And yes, it does take time, but that would be my first goal, is to visit with them and build that friendship.
Mm-hmm. Build that trust. And you do a very nice job of that. And that should give patients comfort too in knowing that is a big part of that first visit.
I think that's very, very important for any medical field, mm-hmm. but it's specifically for oncology, which creates a lot of fear.
It does.
Understandably among patients. But the take-home message is there's hope. There's a lot of hope. The science is advancing, and I want patients to stay strong, mm-hmm. Both physically, but most importantly, emotionally, mentally. You know, strong mind gets you to be able to battle a lot of things, and so that's an important part of cancer care.
Oh, it is, and that is setting them up for success. So
correct.
Yeah, we definitely look for that in a patient's journey, and that is such a critical piece, that relationship that they have with their primary care provider or with their specialist.
Exactly, and mm-hmm. so that it's an important journey. It's an important relationship that, you know, patients build, not only trust with their primary care, which is very important, which they probably have known for decades as well, but then building that bridge with their new provider, whether it be an oncologist or their orthopedic surgeon. That's an important part of human medicine, mm-hmm. I think, that we should not forget.
So true. So very true. Any additional information you wish to share with our listeners today?
As far as my social aspects, I have two children. One's a high schooler and one's a middle schooler. So my life outside of work is busy, mm-hmm. with a young family, and with all their ball sports and their activities take up my time. And I love hiking, traveling, and I'm a foodie. So I love food, at least exploring different cuisines and traveling and you know, experimenting foods. And so that's my social side of outside of the oncology world and outside of clinic.
Fantastic. Dr. Ruderputna, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Well, it was a pleasure being here, and thank you for letting me be of the Van Deys Medical System.
Yes, you are a part of the family. Again, we welcome Dr. Venkatesh Ruderputna to our specialty clinic department at Van Deys Medical Center. He is starting with seeing patients once a month on the fourth Thursday morning of the month. He will be back in December on the 11th seeing patients. If you have questions about the oncology services provided by Dr. Ruderputna, you can call our specialty clinic department at 515-832-7746. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deys Medical Center, where our focus is you. And from all of us at Van Deys Medical Center, we wish our listeners a happy, healthy Thanksgiving holiday.